this guy is just so cute. Hanging out with him just really cheers you up. And of course, walking your dog can help trim your waistline. But, you know, spending a little downtime with your pet can actually lift your mood. And the thing is, the mood-boosting quality many pets have has actually caught the attention of the medical community. And now pets are coming into hospitals and rehab centers to cheer up patients in ways medicine simply can't. These animals are called therapy animals, and they're being used to help patients heal emotionally and psychologically. So, here's a story of one woman and her special dog, which are making a huge difference in the lives of patients they meet.
Ready to go to work? Yes? All right.
On a hot Texas morning, Patsy Swenson and her dog Gracie are heading out.
You're big as I am. I'm gonna go meet some new people today.
Patsy's work is not so ordinary, and Gracie is certainly no ordinary dog. She's a therapy dog. Her job is to do what dogs do best, provide affection and comfort to those who need it most. So she visits people in places like hospitals and nursing homes. Gracie's work has taken her to the Fort Sam Houston Army Post in San Antonio, Texas.
Her name is Gracie, and she is just here as some medicine you can hug on and relate to, I guess.
Hundreds of soldiers injured in Iraq and Afghanistan are treated and rehabilitated here.
There you go. Therapy dogs can provide comfort, compassion, sensitivity. Most of all, my feeling about a therapy dog is it's simply there for you.
What you doing?
Patsy believes Gracie has a very special rapport with patients because she also has a disability. She's been blind since birth.
I felt that because of her disability, that she would be able to portray to other people that there is hope and there is courage and there is joy and there is humor, because she's a very funny little dog. She does things that brighten days and lives in ways that we really can't.
It's been two decades since Patsy started making rounds with the dog by her side, first at local pediatric oncology units, then nursing homes and rehabilitation centers.
Gracie, say hi. What's your name?
I'm Alan.
Hi, Alan. I'm Patsy. Gracie's a therapy dog. When we walk into a facility, we always walk in with hope that something wonderful will happen.
Sometimes it happens instantly. A face lights up.
And sometimes we don't know till 3 months later. Sometimes I get a letter a year later or an email. You won't believe the difference it made at that time. We just wanted to thank you. So it's breathtaking stuff to do.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
This is Penny, the dog who is the inspiration for Patsy's Therapy Animals organization, Pennies from Heaven. Penny was trained as a dog for the blind, but when Patsy adopted her 10 years ago, she sensed Penny's calm nature was especially well-suited to working with patients.
Our therapy dogs pretty much can put up with anything, from very small children to mass chaos going on around them, to very quiet situations, to a situation where the patient or the soldier or the client is in a place where they can't talk, don't want to talk, they're very depressed. She can adapt, as most therapy dogs can, to whatever is going on with that person at that time. And I don't know that we actually train them to do that. I think that in many cases, the dogs know to do that.
A certified therapy dog undergoes formal testing before it can get to work. Most of the patients Patsy and Gracie visit are injured soldiers who have lost limbs or even suffered brain injuries. Liz Bilderbeck counsels people with brain injuries. She's seen how therapy dogs can help patients socialize and feel less anxious, especially in medical settings.
For everyone, it's a touch of being a little more normal. Having a normal life includes pets. For someone who's in a physical therapy situation, you're trying to get them to interact with the dog in a way that maybe is hard for them, and the dog facilitates that. So maybe you want them to take some steps, and they're afraid or they're hesitant to do that, but if you had a friendly face over there they're going to walk to so they can pet the dog, it's a new way of motivating them. You might have a therapist who wants a patient to use their hand, but if you gave them a ball and said, throw the ball and the dog's going to retrieve it, that's a way to incorporate the dog into the therapy. In speech therapy, a dog can facilitate communication. It's something concrete to talk about.
What kind of dog do you have?
It's a min pin.
Oh, kind of a bouncy, busy girl?
Oh, yeah.
In September 2006, 22-year-old Shane Parsons was critically injured in Iraq.
That day, I was on a mission, and I decided to take my buddy's place. I got injured with one of my friends. He lost one limb, I lost both.
Shane also suffered a traumatic brain injury, which left him with short-term memory loss, attention problems, and slowed response time. After 6 months in the hospital, Shane was transferred to Texas for rehabilitation.
When Shane first came here, you know, he was unhappy. He was withdrawn sometimes. He didn't want to do therapy. He just wanted to sit by himself and out in the garden.
Want to go through that story again?
So Liz sent Patsy and Gracie for a visit.
Gracie lowers her head to his, and he lowered his forehead to her. And they sat there, what seemed like forever. And it was a very special thing, and I just, you know, to this day, I wonder what's going on in those two heads.
And, you know, that dog was the best therapy for him. It's just there to be a comfort. And he sat and patted the dog and felt better across time.
You could see how she was wounded just as much as we were, you know, because she's blind completely, and she seems like she struggles.
He's a young man. He has a lot of feelings about what happened to him and about how his appearance is and how he looks and the things he can't do. And the dog is total acceptance for him.
Good morning.
A few months ago, Shane had recovered enough to leave the rehabilitation center. So Patsy and Gracie now visit Shane at home.
You doing good?
Yeah, I am.
You're
looking prettier.
Oh,
you popped my back for me.
Here's your girl.
What's she doing, Mommy?
When they first come together, Gracie goes right up to Shane.
Every time.
Before anybody else.
Yep.
And
yep.
She knows it's Shane.
They relate in some way, don't they?
They relate in a big
they really
way.
Do.
I think Gracie understands, and she has that sense of knowing that,
yep.
You know, he needs that attention and that compassion.
But Gracie offers Shane more than just simple comfort.
And let's do three.
Some of these tools are pretty basic. The styrofoam cups we've hidden a treat under with a little peanut butter on it. Basically, it's memory skills to see, first of all, if Gracie can remember which cup it's under, if Shane can remember which cup it's under. Do you remember?
No, I just shuffled it.
We got peanut butter. Gracie, look.
Look, Gracie.
She said, I can't look. I can't see. Help me. Remember which one it's under now?
This one.
God, you're good.
Ha ha ha.
A lot of this is just nothing more difficult than just actually showing up and being here. It can be as basic as just having him see her and enjoy her presence. And that I think is the best gift of all that we can give these guys.
And you know, Shane, everybody's broken. It's not just you and Gracie.
Yeah,
everybody's broken.
All the soldiers are going through a lot of rehab and a lot of stuff. All they need is something to cheer up.
I am totally in awe of their courage, of their inspiration, and I think it's where I'm supposed to be right now.
But you're her favorite, but don't tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
I think pet therapy is instrumental in a lot of people's treatment. Even if you have an hour of feeling good, doesn't that benefit you? Doesn't that help you get through your day?
I think it offers them a sense of peace, a little bit of home. It offers them transitioning back after they have been trained to do horrible things, really. Then they come back and they can be kids again. And like Gracie maybe is their first puppy.